The Covenant and the Sabbath, May 28. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. When the Lord delivered his people Israel from Egypt and committed to them his law, he taught them that by the observance of the Sabbath they were to be distinguished from idolaters. As the Sabbath was the sign that distinguished Israel when they came out of Egypt to enter the earthly Canaan, so it is the sign that now distinguishes God's people as they come out from the world to enter the heavenly rest. The Sabbath is a sign of a relationship existing between God and his people, a sign that they honor his law. It distinguishes between his loyal subjects and transgressors. The Sabbath given to the world as the sign of God as the Creator is also the sign of him as the Sanctifier. The power that created all things is the power that recreates the soul in his own likeness. To those who keep holy the Sabbath day, it is the sign of sanctification. True sanctification is harmony with God, oneness with him in character. It is received through obedience to those principles that are the transcript of his character. And the Sabbath is the sign of obedience. He who from the heart obeys the fourth commandment will obey the whole law. He is sanctified through obedience. To us as to Israel the Sabbath is given for a perpetual covenant. To those who reverence his holy day the Sabbath is a sign that God recognizes them as his chosen people. It is a pledge that he will fulfill to them his covenant. Every soul who accepts the sign of God's government places himself under the divine, everlasting covenant. He fastens himself to the golden chain of obedience, every link of which is a promise. The fourth commandment alone of all the ten contains the seal of the great lawgiver, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Those who obey this commandment take upon themselves his name, and all the blessings it involves are theirs. The Sabbath has lost none of its meaning. It is still a sign between God and his people, and it will be so forever.